This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1352. When must you discuss both sides in IELTS Writing Task 2?
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today, we'll break down the different Writing Task 2 essays and share which ones require you to share both sides. We'll also help you know when and how to use a concession for the highest Task 2 scores.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Aubrey! Happy Friday!
Happy Friday to you. Do you have any fun weekend plans?
Oh my goodness. Well, it is snowing a lot here, so I'm certain my son will want to go skiing. I'm sort of holding off on making any more plans because I'm pretty sure I'll be taking him up the mountain.
Yes, skiing is forecasted for your weekend. You're going to be freezing, yep. But that's fine.
Oh, what about you?
I'm having the opposite experience. We're going to sunny Southern California.
Oh.
And we're going to go to a theme park, Universal Studios.
Kids. Oh my gosh. I am so excited to hear next week, and I'm sure our listeners are too, about your Universal experience there. Because I've heard great things, and I really want to go to the Harry Potter like land or ride or whatever it is.
I think it's a whole area. Yeah, like Harry Potter land, lots of rides, lots of fun, so butterbeer. Cool. I will definitely let you guys all know about it if there's any Harry Potter fans out there, which I'm guessing there are.
Oh, for sure. There have to be.
There have to be. I'll have lots of details to share.
Butterbeer sounds disgusting, I'll be honest. It sounds nasty. I've actually tried a butterbeer, not related to Harry Potter, but there's so many local breweries in Oregon. Oregonians love their beer. And there was some like craft beer butter thing that I tried, and it was so gross. Like, you don't want to drink butter. Like, it's disgusting.
That's funny. I'm assuming this tastes like cream soda, like butterscotch, because I think it's kid friendly. It's like a kid theme park, but I will let you know. I will try butterbeer and I will come back and report next week.
I love it. All right, guys. So today we are getting into tackling a student question, a great question about how and when to include an opinion you don't agree with in your Task 2 essay. So we have a lot of great advice for you today, as well as to sample paragraphs to show you what we mean when we're talking about this in Task 2 essays. But first, we want to make sure that you don't miss this episode. We did a while ago. But it was such a great episode. Aubrey, what should students scroll up to find?
Yes, if you guys are really focusing in on your writing score, like this episode is going to help you with, don't miss this one. It was 1337, Can AI Write IELTS Questions?
That's good.
And you're going to find out how you can use AI to come up with sample practice questions to help you practice for the IELTS exam.
Yeah, that was a great episode. So interesting.
Yes.
I love that idea. Anyway, guys, let's get into today's topic. So, Aubrey, can you read the student question, please?
Absolutely. So this question says, first, I would like to thank your team for all the support. Well, you are welcome. We're happy to be here. Here is the question that I could not find any relevant answer for while searching online. I also asked my tutor, is this required to discuss the opposite view of mine in the discuss both views and advantage and disadvantage question types in the IELTS academic writing section? If so, what structure of a paragraph related to my opposite perspective should it be like?
Fantastic.
Yeah, I can definitely see what this student is asking. Like, and it is hard to find that. If you just do a Google search, you're going to find conflicting advice.
Yeah.
When you ask teachers and tutors, you might find conflicting advice. Yeah. Luckily, we have Jessica. She was an examiner for 14 years. We have amazing strategies to really simplify this so that you don't go in on test day like, when do I discuss both sides? What do I share?
Yeah, yeah. I love it. Guys, we can, let me give you just long story short here. Yes, you have to discuss the other side in those two question types. We give you all of this information in the Three Keys online course, allearsenglish.com/KEYS. We teach you all the different question types you might see in writing task two, tell you exactly what you're scored on, what the examiner needs to see in those essays, and essay templates for those essays. So if the question has, two opinions in it, and then it says discuss both views or discuss both sides, you are graded on tackling the question. How well do you tackle that question? Therefore, you have to address everything in that question. If it says discuss both sides, you have to discuss both sides. And both sides means your side and the side that you don't agree with, right? Same thing for advantage, disadvantage essays. These are both basically argument essays, right? So advantage, disadvantage questions. You have to choose. Do you think there are more advantages or more disadvantages? You'll have a paragraph about advantages. You'll have a paragraph about disadvantages. And in one of those paragraphs, you have to say, I feel there are more advantages or more disadvantages. Okay. So yes, you have to discuss both sides. Now, are there any question types where it's up to you if you have to discuss both sides?
Right. This is what's interesting. If there is only one side mentioned, then you can choose. You can write an opinion essay where you share your side, your opinion in both body paragraphs. But you must include a concession. So we're going to give some details about that. Here's an example of a topic that would allow that. Many people are against keeping any wild animals in captivity. To what extent do you agree or disagree? Or it might say, what is your opinion? So you can see how in the topic, only one side is stated. You have the option here to create, to have an argument essay where you share both sides, one in each body paragraph, or you can just share the one side, an opinion essay. But you must include a concession to score 8 or higher.
Yeah. So remember to hone in on that last question in the prompt, right? That's what tells you what kind of essay to write. So if it says discuss both sides or it says advantage, disadvantage, you're basically writing an argument essay. But if it says agree or disagree or what is your opinion, then you can choose, right? You can write all about just one side. But as Aubrey said, we do recommend including a concession, which we'll teach you about in just a second. We do recommend including a concession because that is a high-level essay. That is how we show the examiner that we're a band 8 or higher for the task score. So what is a concession?
Yeah, let's get it. Well, first we want to share, we have a lot of great information on our blog with past episodes where we've shared about concessions and lots of examples of how to include them in your essays. So if you go to our blog, allearsenglish.com and search concession, you're going to find an amazing blog post Jessica wrote called How to Write Killer Concessions in IELTS Writing Task 2, as well as a few other episodes where we gave example body paragraphs for essays with concessions, because this is not a skill that you can just be aware like, okay, I need a concession, go in on test day and write an amazing one. This will take some practice.
Yeah, it's complicated. That's why it gets you higher scores, because it is a more complex way of communicating, right? So yeah, definitely, like Aubrey said, go back to the blog, allearsenglish.com/IELTS and search concessions. But now let's get into giving our students example paragraphs so they can really understand what we're talking about here.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, guys. So You can tell I'm still stuck on this animals in captivity thing
from the last step. If you guys missed it, we did sample answers about wild animals in captivity. So that's why it's sort of on top of mind.
Yes. So if you missed Tuesday's episode, guys, episode 1351, scroll up. It's the very last episode. Go listen to that. How to answer impossible animal questions. So those were sample part three answers. And today, of course, we're talking about writing task two. So I wrote a little paragraph here that would show what a concession would look like in that question we said earlier. Many people are against keeping any wild animals in captivity. What is your opinion? So in that essay, my opinion is to not have them in captivity, right? So I would have both paragraphs about that. But in one of the paragraphs, I should mention that some people think that's fine. I mentioned the other side. So here's what that looks like, guys. There are those who would say that captive animals can be cared for well, and there is much to learn by doing so. However, I maintain that there are not enough laws enforced to ensure the well-being of the animals. For instance, a few years ago, there was an infamous documentary on Netflix about a real man named Joe Exotic. He had many wild animals in his private reserve, namely tigers, and they were treated atrociously. Thus, owing to the fact that many animals are forced to live in unhealthy captive situations, I still feel that this practice as a whole should be banned.
Now, I want to mention, if you really look at the vocabulary here and pay attention to the meaning, you'll see that though Jessica has shared a reason for people believing the other side, she's giving this concession saying like, I concede that not everyone agrees with me. Yeah. And here's a reason. She's using language that makes it clear that her opinion is still valid, is still justified. Mm. One mistake you'll want to avoid, I have seen students use language like, it cannot be denied that, and they will share the opinion that disagrees with theirs. So you have to think about the words you're using, think about the meaning. You want to make sure when you're sharing this other opinion, you don't make it so strong that it sort of like undermines what you're saying, right? That's easy to do.
Yes, that is a great point. I've seen students do that too, like share a reason for the other side and then present their opinion, which it doesn't make sense with what they just shared.
Right.
Like,
exactly.
It's not logical, right? It's not logical to be like, I recognize the fact that there are great laws protecting animals and they always work. However, they don't work.
Like, right. Nevertheless, I still believe that they don't work, right? It has to be logical. It has to make sense. Exactly. So your concession is more like a reason someone might believe that, but not something that totally undermines your opinion.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. All right. So to be clear, guys, that concession paragraph, that is for an opinion essay. All right. An essay in which you mostly discuss just one side. However, more than likely, you will not have to write an opinion essay because most IELTS questions you can answer with an argument essay structure. So, Aubrey, what would be a paragraph about the other side that we would use in an argument essay?
Right. So we're having a little bit of a different topic here, where in this topic, it would be that many believe that full-time students should not have to spend time volunteering, while others believe it is vital that all young people complete volunteer hours. So now in this topic, you can see that both sides of the opinion are shared, right? Both sides of this topic. And then it says, discuss both sides and give your own opinion. Here, you don't have the choice. You have to discuss both sides. It's right there in the instructions.
Right.
You cannot score. You know, you're going to get a very low score if you just share your opinion. So the structure for this is in the first paragraph, you share the other side, right? Maybe you believe that
just to be clear, that's the first body paragraph, right?
Right,
so
right,
we have
right.
Paragraph one is the introduction. And then paragraph two, you talk about the other side that you don't agree with.
That's true. I'm glad you said that because often when we say the first paragraph,
yeah.
In our minds, we're thinking the first body paragraph.
Exactly.
Oh, it's a given. Yeah. The first paragraph is the introduction, the conclusion. But I could see how that would be confusing for you guys. So yes, it's always a four paragraph essay that we're talking about when we talk about IELTS task two. And then you have two body paragraphs. So in the first one, you share the other side, the side that you don't agree with or the side that doesn't support your opinion. And then paragraph three, So your second body paragraph might say, "Nevertheless, I am of the opinion that adding 2 to 3 hours a week of volunteer work within the community would only serve to clarify a student's goals. In seeing the world through a broader perspective, they will gain insight into how they can participate in the global community responsibly and decide upon majors that will serve the greater good. For instance, instead of choosing to study finance in order to selfishly amass personal wealth, they may decide to use this degree to work in an NGO, which aids poverty-stricken communities to create local businesses." So full of high-scoring vocabulary here, right?
I wrote that. I don't even remember writing that. That's
well
great.
Done, Jess. We pulled this from that blog post about concessions because I saw it. I'm like, this is amazing. I want to highlight it so you guys see, wow, there is so much good information on the blog. I need to go check that out.
I love it. I had such a great feeling just then when you were reading it. I was like, wow, this is really good. And then my next thought was like, whoa, I wrote that.
I wrote this.
That was like years ago. Wow.
That's awesome. I love that. But look at this, like to say would only serve to clarify their goals. Very high scoring verbs as well as the noun insight. They will gain insight. And then the chunk that will serve the greater good. I don't think I've ever seen a student use that in an essay. That's benign, very native and natural and professional sounding, as well as the verb amass, to amass personal wealth.
Good verb.
Well done, Jessica.
Thank you so
Add
much.
Add some of these words to your vocabulary notebook, you guys.
Love it. Love it. So guys, if you want more models written by me, you can check out the All Ears English course. It is an All Ears English course, but it's called Three Keys IELTS. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS to check out that complete IELTS system, guys. All right. Fantastic. That was a fun episode. And I think we really gave you guys a lot of true information, right? Information you Absolutely. Know you can trust about Task 2, because we know there are a lot of conflicting opinions out there, a lot of different resources. So we hope, guys, you just trust us.
Well, and I can imagine especially if you're fairly new to studying IELTS, if you're not quite as familiar with writing Task 2 yet, you may have heard a lot of things that sound a little confusing, like all of the different types of essays we're mentioning. And what's really helpful is to take them one by one, right? So if you get into Three Keys IELTS, you find out all of the strategies and the templates for opinion essays. And then we tackle argument essays and then problem solution essays. And that really helps clarify in your mind all of these different types of essays and the strategies for writing each one. It gives you so much confidence to go in on test day knowing whatever topic IELTS throws at me, I'm ready. I have the strategies, I have the templates, I have the structure, I understand. And that confidence is huge, just knowing that you're going to go in and that you can write high scoring essays in the hour you're given.
Yep, for sure. So go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Remember, every single IELTS student now gets feedback on their speaking and writing. So check that out, allearsenglish.com/KEYS. All right, awesome. Thanks for recording today, Aubrey.
Awesome. See you next time, Jessica.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.